From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it is a fraction after 2:30. Now I'm pleased to welcome my guests today, Maggie Brown and Debbie Farrow. They've started up a neighbourhood watch scheme in the Abbey Ward, and we're going to be finding out about their work to help reduce crime in the area. Good afternoon to you ladies.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I should be playing the neighbours theme, really, because we are actually all neighbours on the same street, aren't we?
Yes.
So tell us about how this scheme started up and what it involves then.
Well, there was a lot of burglaries going on around the estate, so I decided to go around and knock on people's doors to see whether they'd be interested in becoming part of the scheme. And I got a very good response.
Was that across the whole Whitehill estate?
Yeah.
And what were people telling you?
That they were interested because they were worried. And there's a lot of old people that live around the estate that I was quite worried, that we was quite worried about as well, that live on their own, so...
And they're quite vulnerable.
Yeah.
And trying to get this scheme together, was it an easy thing to set up?
It was really, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were, as Maggie said, were concerned. There were also a lot of people that didn't realise there'd been that many burglaries around. So I think just improving communication, they were very keen to do. So we've got a core, say, five people that run the group, but so many of the other people on the estate have actually said, you know, if you need leaflets delivered, if you need anything else done, then they're keen to do that.
So just tell us about how it all works.
As I said, you know, we've got five core people. We tend to organise quarterly meetings. We get the regular updates from the police about how many break-ins there's been in different areas, so we send that out by email. I suppose one of our best ways of communicating is the WhatsApp group that's been set up, because that's a more immediate thing. If there is anything concerning going on in any of the streets, then people put messages on there and everybody looks out for whatever it is, whether it's a car that's been parked there for a long time, whether it's somebody who's perhaps had one too many over the Christmas period. Everybody tends to look out for that, and yeah, we're just looking out for each other.
And of course, the Whitehill estate borders onto the Abbey Pool, and the alarm goes off quite frequently there at night. So not necessarily due to break-ins, it's often because the alarm hasn't been set properly. And I often see on my WhatsApp screen messages coming around from all different people to say that house alarms are going off, and that's a good way of getting people together to try and sort of go and see if there's something going on in that property or if something is not quite right around the area.
Absolutely, because a lot of the time, if you hear a car alarm or a house alarm, you'll go, okay, so it's an alarm going off, but nobody really does anything about it, or they didn't. But I think in the last year, having set up the scheme, making people more aware, they're definitely taking action.
And the thing about using WhatsApp, it's instant, isn't it? You can send a message to someone and then the whole group receives it.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why you chose WhatsApp in particular?
Well, it was actually one of the other girls, Silvana, who set up the WhatsApp.
Yeah, she's more of our technical person.
And it has worked really, really well.
Yeah. The only thing that we struggle with, obviously Maggie mentioned there are a few elderly people on the estate. They're not, well, they're less likely to have those sort of phones that would be able to have that on.
Yeah.
So does that involve then going around seeing them in person then?
There is that, and there tends to now group of, or they pair up with each other and they keep an eye out for each other. Or like you have sons and daughters that we will contact on WhatsApp that will then contact their elderly parents who live on the estate.
I mean, that's the thing, because I'm not around, I don't live in Cambridge full time anymore, I live away because of other work that I do, and being able to then relay that message back to my parents who live on the street has been very, very useful to make them aware of what's going on. And I suppose when it comes to one of these schemes, you want to get the support of local people. When it comes to local councillors, how have they been? Because I know that Richard Johnson in particular covers the Abbey Ward.
Yeah, so Richard Johnson has been to several of our meetings that we held at the Cambridge United Supporters Club, and him and Caroline Hart have been really helpful with regards to issues that have been brought up, although it might not be related directly to crime, things like the lack of street lighting and things like that obviously do have an effect. So they've been able to help us with that. And also organisations like Abbey People, we've found they've got involved in a lot of similar things that have come up at our meetings. So we've been able to work with them.
And when it comes to the police, how have they been in particular towards you, like the PCSOs? I mean, have they supported you in the scheme?
They, yes, they've been attending the meetings. There has apparently been a reorganisation, so we're in the middle of finding out who our new PCSO is. But we're hopeful that our meeting that we're having at the end of January, there will be a police presence there.
And finally, it's worth mentioning, if there's anyone listening who lives along the White Hill estate and you haven't got their details, how would they get in contact with you to get them added to your email distribution list or to be added to the WhatsApp list?
Well, we've actually got a meeting on the 29th of January, 2 o'clock, at Cambridge United Supporters Club. If they'd like to come up there and meet one of the, you know, one of the people that run the group, they can speak to us and leave their details then.
Excellent stuff. And is there an email address that they can get in contact with you on at all?
Yes, there is. It's whitehillnhw@gmail.com.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for coming in. It's been fantastic talking to you both this afternoon. And it's always nice to have two of my neighbours in the studio, as it doesn't happen very often. I really should have played the neighbours theme. Ladies, thank you very much for joining me today.